Random House Audio presents The Forgotten Founding Father, Noah Webster's Obsession, and the Creation of an American Culture by Joshua Kendall. Read for you by Arthur Morey. For word lovers everywhere, words have a longer life than deeds. Pindar. If any material good is ever to proceed from my attempts to correct certain disorders and errors in our language, it must be from the influence of my writing on the rising generations. Noah Webster, December 14, 1837. Letter to his son-in-law, William Fowler. Prologue. George Washington's cultural attaché, the definer of American identity. American, noun, a native of America, originally applied to the aboriginals or copper-colored races found here by the Europeans, but now applied to the descendants of Europeans born in America. The name American must always exalt the pride of patriotism. Washington. The morning of Friday, May 20th, 1785, was bright and sunny, though there was a slight chill in the air. In the early afternoon, just as the mercury hit 68 degrees, the brisk southerly wind began to calm down. But not so Noah Webster, Jr. He kept beating his horse with a cane as he traipsed across the rocky roads just south of Alexandria. A young man in a hurry. The gangly six-footer with the flaming red hair, square jaw, and gray eyes was dashing off to keep an important appointment.